Alright, so can we hold it from right there?
Alright.
And then go ahead and hold it up close.
Okay.
Perfect.
Alright.
And can you give me a verbal slate of your name, your title, and who you're with?
So I'm Jennifer Holleran. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Wycliffe Bible Translators.
Alright, so we are talking about the future of Bible translation because we're at Missio Nexus and the theme here is the future of missions. How does Wycliffe see Bible translation fitting in with the future of missions? You know, is there still a need?
There is absolutely still a need for Bible translation. In fact, there are still more than 2,000 languages around the world that don't have any scripture at all in their language. And there are still plenty more that also need additional translation to take place. So there is definitely a future for Bible translation. We want to see everyone be able to have access to God's word. And our hope is to see something started in every language by 2025, but really for everybody to have access entirely by 2033.
How are we going to get there? What's going to be required to have all these languages started?
Well, the future of Bible translation is about partnership. What we're finding, what we're really digging into is building relationships, strengthening relationships that we already have with partners, but then also connecting and building new relationships with new partners. And that means other organizations, that means denominations, that means local churches, and that means within communities. So just in the last few years, we worked with some other organizations to start a global partnerships team that helps us to collaborate together well. And there are now more than 20 translation and missions organizations working on this together, and we'd love to see more join into that.
So you mentioned churches can partner. How can they partner? Can it be an individual person? Does the church missions board need to say, hey, we're going to partner as a full church? How does that work?
Yeah, so we want the U.S. church to also see themselves in Bible translation because we believe that this is part of being the body of Christ, and the U.S. church is part of the body of Christ. So there is a place for U.S. churches to be involved in this, and churches do get involved in a variety of different ways. So we have about 27,000 churches that are connected with us right now. And that includes churches who are praying, they're praying for the work. There are churches that maybe that there's a project and a place that they have a heart for and they might want to financially support that work, or they want to send people to go and be a part of that work. They can be advocates for the work of Bible translation. And the other thing is we want to partner back with the church as well, because we know that churches are wrestling with issues and they need resources. And so around things like getting their congregations engaged with the Bible, you know, we have some resources that we can use to help with that. So we want to be in partnership as well with the U.S. Church.
All right. And then for people who want to join, where can they go? Where can they find these resources and say, hey, we're in?
Yeah, so we would love to have people come to www.wycliffe.org, and that's a great place to get connected and find lots of resources. And also, if you don't see what you're looking for there, you know, to contact us. We also have a 1-800-WYCLIFFE number that you can call, and we'd love to have people contact us that way as well.
All right, and then for people who are unsure of what Bible translation looks like, can you just pull the veil away for a moment and describe that?
Yes, so Bible translation, in many places around the world today, means working with languages that may even not have any written language at all. And so at times it starts with language development. It's looking at oral strategies. It's looking at orthographies and working through language development to help people to see the value in their own language and to be able to realize that, oh, God can speak to me in the language of my heart. And so we work alongside those communities. We find people who are interested in being involved in translation, and they are heavily helping to drive that process because when the local community is involved, then it means that things can go so much faster. They know their own language, and so we can work together to create something that's clear and accurate and natural for that community. And so then it's a process of working together. And in the past, that used to take as much as like 30 or more years to do that. But because of technology and because of working with local communities, sometimes it's half that now or even less. And so we work alongside those communities to help them to translate their language, to gain the skills. We want it to be something that's sustainable for those local communities as well, so that Bible translation becomes part of their ongoing history.
How can our listeners pray for Bible translation in Wycliffe?
Oh, there are lots of ways. So one of the ways is praying for those languages that are still out there that don't have access. These are people that they've never gotten to hear God's word. And so praying that God would send the resources, would send the laborers, would raise up people so that they can have access to God's word just at all. And then also praying for the work that's already in progress and praying that God will allow that to continue to go on, because we find that that it can become very challenging. You know, there are health issues, there are you know, just different challenges that come through that process. So praying that God will sustain that project through to its end, and that people will get access to the full Bible.
All right, those are my questions. Any final comments, though?
Yeah, I think the big thing is that, you know, we want to see people have access to God's word, but we believe that that's going to happen best in partnership. And that's true with those around the world, but that's also true in the U.S. And so we really want to put a call out to U.S. churches to be involved, to connect with us, to partner, and to be a part of this exciting era in Bible translation.